and welcome to this episode of Marvelous Mouse Talk. I'm your host, Marcella Zerman, and I'm joined today by Jacqueline Vercello.
Hi, everyone.
And Dina Artizoni.
Hi there.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by MarvelousMouseTravels.com, where we're creating marvelous memories one family at a time. In today's episode, we will discuss the places to stay when you are visiting Universal Hollywood. Hi, ladies.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So we don't hit on this topic a whole lot. And I think there's also a lot of like mystery when it comes to like, where do you stay when you're planning to go to visit Universal Studios Hollywood? So I'm glad you guys could come on and talk about it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this because I feel like this is in my backyard. And until really last year with the opening of Super Nintendo World, it hasn't blown up as much as it has recently. And I was like, oh my gosh, wealth of knowledge. Here we go. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, the resort or the hotels that we have to talk about are really close. And I think that's also something that a lot of people don't realize is that you have places to stay that are conveniently located to the park.
Yes. You know, a lot of people are used to Universal Orlando where everything's on property for on-site hotels. And we don't have that in Hollywood. We just don't have the space. We were built a long time ago. And so it's exciting to dive into the three hotels that we would highly recommend for them.
So I do want to backtrack just a tad. One thing I noticed even for myself visiting my very first time is that Universal is not very close to the airport. And I do think that's something to really bring up, especially when you're thinking about where to stay. It's the next question will be like, how do you get there? Do you want to touch a little bit on that?
Yeah, and Burbank is actually not too far away. It's like a 10-15 minute drive.
Yeah, Burbank is really close. If you are just looking to go to Universal, Burbank is the airport for you. I was just there Friday and we were right by the airport and we saw like smoke in the air and we're like, what is that? And it was like, oh, that's the Waterworld show. You can see it from Universal. So Burbank is going to be the best airport for you to go into. If you do need to go to LAX, just make sure you tack on. You know, it might take you close to an hour to get to your resort close to Universal. Universal Studios Hollywood is kind of located more in Studio City, Hollywood, Burbank area, where LAX is going to be, you know, closer to Marina Del Rey, Westminster area, which is about, you know, an hour from the park.
But there is transportation if you do fly into LAX that can be used. I know it is about an hour drive, but you could do Ubers. There's town cars you could hire. There's a lot of ways to get around too. I know a lot of people prefer to fly into LAX due to the price point, or that's really the only option coming from the airport that they're flying into. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
So I think like we can kind of dive into, you know, we've done other podcasts where we talk about Universal Hollywood and its different dynamics. So if you haven't gone into those podcasts, go back to kind of see what the park's all about. But for us, our hotels are local hotels, but Marvelous Mouse Travels can book you a vacation package with the hotels that are linked to Universal Hollywood. And we really have a top three that work best. And it's not just because of location. It's also because of the amenities. My favorite cute hotel, the Garland, offers different things. We kind of have a top three that we would lead you guys towards. Do you agree, Dina?
Yes.
You know, let's talk about the top three hotels that we book most often at Marvelous Mouse Travels. Dina, you could take it from here, the top three hotels that we book the most often.
Okay, so let's go with what's closest to Universal, which is actually walking distance, and they do have a tram as well, and that would be the Hilton Universal and then the Sheraton Universal. They're both very standard, as you see in most Hilton and Universal towers. They both are very kind of related to the Hollywood era. They really focus on that, and then, of course, Universal. And then I'm going to let Jacqueline talk about the Garland. It's the most adorable hotel, and I have a cute little story after she talks about it. She's made this pretty much the favorite, I think, of our agency to come stay at Universal. And I think due to how much you love the Garland, I think a lot of people have come out here purposely just to try the Garland out.
That warms my heart.
It's true, though.
It's been my little engine that could. The Hilton and Sheraton are great if, you know, you want to just be in the proximity, but they are going to be, like you said, your standard Hilton and Sheraton. They'll have a couple posters in the lobby about Universal, but the Garland is my absolute favorite hotel. I actually live about 10 minutes from it, and we do staycations there because it just has so much charisma. It's your old Hollywood hotel, but it's not like super old. It's been renovated. You walk in and you feel like you're in this 70s nostalgia Brady Bunch show. But they have a lot of options for families, which I like. They have, you know, kids' rooms with bunk beds, and it's super cute. They have movies out by the pool. They have a taco cart that comes out by the pool. They have a wonderful restaurant in the front yard. They have an adorable trolley that will take you up to Universal, whereas you have the Hilton and Sheraton that will give you the tram for Universal, but there's a specific trolley for the hotel at the Garland that will take you. And I just think this hotel stands out to me with its little details. The food is absolutely fantastic, but if you are coming, especially from out of town, and want to have that old Hollywood glamour kind of feel, this is it for you. And it's really funny. Maybe this was just the world coming together, but Beverly Garland is who the hotel was named after. And she was a actress in Los Angeles. And I found out a couple months ago that she went to my kid's school. She was a mom at my kid's school. And I was like, oh, wow. Maybe that's why I felt drawn to it. But yeah, she was on the PTA and everything. And she was really involved. Beverly Garland was an actress. You can Google her. This was the hotel kind of named after her. But there's so many fun things for kids to do. There's foosball tables. The pool's great. The food's, I can't rave enough about it. If I was coming to LA for the first time and wanted to do Universal, I think the Sheraton and Hilton would be convenient. But if I wanted that full Hollywood experience, I would stay at the Garland.
I absolutely agree. And to piggyback on what you were mentioning with Beverly Garland, I'm a little older than the two of you. She was in My Three Sons. She was in a lot of other things, but My Three Sons, she played the stepmom. And that was pretty big deal back in the 60s.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And there's a beautiful portrait of her hanging in the lobby. And you see her and you're like, okay, I recognize her. Another interesting little segue with her in the hospitality industry. I come from a hotel background of hotel sales. And I used to work in San Jose at a Hyatt. And one of my general managers was her stepson. And his last name was Crank. And now her actual son is still running the property, the Garland. When I was visiting, I asked about if her family was still associated, and they are. And I love how they're hands-on. They're there every day. So Jacqueline, the things that you're talking about are all based on her family continuing with what she started. I just love that little bit of history on the hotel. But another thing with Jacqueline's reference to how wonderful and boutique that hotel is, and the location is great. I just brought my husband there. We've actually been there two or three times, but we just went there this last October, and we had probably one of the best LA Hollywood visits we've ever had. We were right next to Universal, but my husband really gets tired of theme parks sometimes because that's all I like to take him to. And so I surprised him with, and he loved it. We went to the Hollywood Bowl to see The Nightmare Before Christmas with Danny Elfman, who orchestrated the whole thing. He sang through the whole movie with his voice from Jack, and he brought on some actors. So we're staying at Beverly Garland. We go have dinner at Musso and Frank's. I think it's the oldest Hollywood restaurant around. It's just so cool to sit in there and think about all the actors that were there back in even the 20s, and then go to the Hollywood Bowl, and then go back to the hotel, and there's a fire in the fireplace in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And it's just an experience, a Hollywood experience. That has become our new favorite place to go visit. And there's so many places you can visit while you're staying in that hotel to visit Hollywood. And with Universal Studios, you do have a trolley that takes you right there. And then you are literally in the heart of a lot of places. Anywhere you go can take, I'd say, 20 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on where you're going, because of course there's still LA traffic. You can tell it's our favorite.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I love that you went to the Hollywood Bowl, because that's another iconic place to go to. And it's a great add-on. Sometimes Google doesn't come up with the right searches. When people think Los Angeles, they think like the Walk of Fame. They think all of these different places. But if you're coming here for Universal and like you're looking for true Hollywood magic, that happens in the Valley. And that's like the Studio City, the Universal City. It's the Burbank. That's where all of the major, major Hollywood studios are. So you're right in the heart of it. And I think, you know, some people will book hotels being like, oh, I'll book close to LAX because that's, No, oh, that's LA. That's where the action is. But we're so spread out here. So really choosing the perfect hotel for you is important. And that's why I would recommend talking to a Marvelous Mouse travel agent, because you may be super excited to come and then disappointed. You're like, wait, I'm actually like an hour from my destination. And this isn't what I thought it was. So I love that we're having this conversation about, you know, the different hotels that Universal offers. But Dina, I'm with you. The Garland would be my personal number one pick. And then Hilton and Sheraton are going to be my second and third. And they were recently renovated. So the rooms are really, really nice. But if you're looking for something with a little bit more character, the Garland is your spot. But I also think we should touch on a couple other hotels. We definitely book hotels in Burbank if you want to stay closer to Burbank, if you want to add on like that Warner Brothers studio tour. We have some great hotels in Burbank. There are hotels, if you do want to stay closer to LA, that we can book. They will be a little bit pricier. I personally have stayed at the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel. I did that with my Adventures by Disney trip. It's fantastic. You're right next to where the Academy Awards are filmed, and you are next to the, I always call it the Man's Chinese Theater, but I believe it's called the LA Chinese Theater. Something different now. They always change.
But it's another Hollywood experience. It's really, it's definitely worth going to as well. And you still can get to Universal.
Yeah. But I think we just, you know, with those hotels, they don't really offer that transportation or the proximity. So it's just a little bit of a different trip. And, you know, we can arrange for that transportation and everything, but, you know, you're looking to be a little bit further out from everything, but there are definitely hotels that we could recommend, but we have our favorites for sure. Dina, did you guys eat
at the Front Yard restaurant at the Garland?
Did you eat at the Front Yard?
Oh, I love that place, especially for breakfast.
It's the best. It's actually one of the hottest brunch spots in Los Angeles, because it's technically like kind of Studio City area, and Studio City is known for the best brunches in all of LA. And it is so hard to get a reservation.
Okay, so that makes sense, because I felt like there were a lot of locals there when I eat there. I'm like, geez, everyone seems to know everyone.
Yep.
Even the servers know the people attending.
It's a huge, huge local spot. So it's one of the best brunches. So I would recommend, you know.
And it's adorable. Oh, and then at night with the twinkly lights, you can sit outside. It's just adorable.
It's fantastic. And even if you're looking to like do a group trip, the Garland's great. I personally had my 40th birthday there, and we rented out a courtyard space, and we had a taco guy, we had a charcuterie person. They are willing to work with you if you have a group, if you want to go for a bachelorette party. Like, there's so much you can do there where you feel like you're part of LA and just not in a standard hotel, which I really, really like. And they also have the fun things too. We were recently discussing about, you can walk to the Brady Bunch house. They have yoga. They have bikes. You can bike around the neighborhood, because there's a lot of great places to eat around. So it is our number one. So
and don't forget, they do have entertainment too when you're sitting out in the patio in the evenings.
The price point is actually lower than some of the other major ones, which I think is great. And again, for me, when I travel with my kids, I love being able to book a room that has a separate room where the kids can sleep and they have their TV. They have a couple different room options there for larger families, which is really important for when you're traveling. So if you were staying at the Hilton and you took the bridge over, because there is a bridge that will take you directly to the entrance of Universal Hollywood. If you took the bridge, you're going to take a little elevator up, or you can take the stairs and you walk over the bridge. You'd probably be at the hotel entrance in about 5 minutes. If you wanted to take the tram, I would say it would be a 10-minute. For Sheraton as well, it would be about 10 minutes. And with the Garland, you're going to go with their trolley. They run about every 20 to 25 minutes, so you just need to make sure you check the trolley schedule.
They do have a sign there too. So if the trolley is gone, because there's only one trolley, they're going to be back momentarily. And I've been there and waited maybe 5 minutes at the most. Yeah.
It's very close to the Sheraton.
You don't feel frustrated like, oh, are they ever going to show up? It's never that feeling. Or there's too many people, I'm not going to make it on this tram. This is the most convenient way of getting to the park. And they drop you right there at City Walk.
And they're actually really accommodating too. I've had a couple clients stay there who wanted to do the early park hours for Super Nintendo World. And if you just go and you tell the front desk, they will be like, we could either arrange for something because we've had a lot of requests for this or not, or they'll help you with an Uber to get up there. So it's really not that far. Hilton's like 0.2 miles and Sheraton's like 0.3. And when you look at it on the map, it's like, oh, Garland looks like it's over two miles. It's not.
I think it's like 0.97 or something like that.
Yeah. If you want to brave it and walk up the hill and take the escalators, right. I mean, all on you for that. But
yeah, I mean, people have walked it. I mean, it's not a problem at all. It's just, why? You've got this cute little trolley.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's too what like distinguishes Universal Hollywood versus Orlando, where, you know, everything is kind of encompassed in a bubble in Orlando. What I do like about Universal Hollywood and the hotels and the restaurants that, like we talked about the front yard, there is also this fantastic Italian restaurant, Michele's, that is a stone's throw from all three of these resorts, where it's true talent. It is people that want to break into the industry, and it's singing Italian waiters, and it's so much fun. Like, there is just so much to do that is a stone's throw from these hotels that people think, oh, I could just do Universal Hollywood in a day. Yeah, maybe with, you know, VIP tour or express pass, but you're missing out on the whole LA experience. And,
right.
And it's really the most talented people you will ever meet are going to be working at these restaurants and these venues and like the Hollywood Bowl that are a stone's throw from all three of these resorts.
So I'm an empty nester, of course. My son is already married with children. So my husband and I, we travel a lot, just the two of us. Another fun thing that we did when we were at the Garland and did Hollywood Bowl was there's a few cute little speakeasy restaurants, they call them. I mean, I wouldn't say they're, you know, like the old days, but they're behind another restaurant and they bring back the old Hollywood decor and it's dark, but they have all these wonderful cocktails and mocktails and food. So it's fun because there's just so much to find close by. So you're not just at the parks all day and then you have nothing to do at night. You can really build a fun experience staying there. There's so many things you could find to do that are unique. You see commercials on LA, but there are so many unique things. And that's where we come into play, Marvelous Mouse Travels, where we can help you find special things to do and build a nice little itinerary.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's what's so great is we have agents from East to West Coast, and we have people that live in these destinations. Something that may sound good, we're like, ooh, I would redirect. We want to make sure you have the best experience. And you're right, Dina. There is so much to experience when you come out here that, you know, we can help with. And there's always something new too. And I feel like we're always kind of the first people to go check it out and see what it is. We are happy to help you guys with your Universal Hollywood trip. Again, I think we only talked mainly about three hotels, but there's definitely options for everybody. And we will happily guide you guys in the right direction for that. I want to end on what room did you stay at the Garland?
I feel like I'm always in the same room, but probably not. It just seems like that. It's always a room that's up. It looks over the pool.
Ooh, nice.
So it's the El Dorado. Okay. So it's the El Dorado. I go up the elevator and I'm literally like maybe two or three doors right when you turn around the corner. It's usually right around there so that when you look out, you have a little balcony. And I just so love nice. It because it's such a pretty view of the pool and the grounds of the hotel.
Yep. You see all the trees lit up from
exactly.
there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I consider myself kind of more of a bougie traveler. When we do our staycations, I love staying there and my kids will invite their cousins to come. We're like, we're going to go to Universal the next day, but I love that they can check in. We've got the bunk beds. We like the family suite. We'll stay in the bunk beds and we also have the couch and a huge king bed. And we'll just do a really fun family event. And the kids love swimming in the pool at night and watching the, you know, outdoor movie.
Yeah.
And then we got the taco cart guy. But also when you do order from the pool bar, it comes from the front yard food, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they do a room service. I love it.
Yes. It's so great. And they do actually have a really cute gift shop there too that has some yes. local artists who make like soap and just really fun stuff. So I think, you know, the family suite would be my favorite. But when my husband and I go, the deluxe king room is great too. I've never had a bad experience when I've stayed there. So I look forward to other people staying there. And I love hearing when people stay there, like, yes, I get it. It's so great.
It's so true. I have heard from people, they're like, I finally tried it out and they can't stop talking about it. Kind of like us.
It's great. But I will say again, the Hilton and Sheraton are wonderful. Depends on your dates too. Price point wise, sometimes true. Hilton and Sheraton will come pricing out higher. And that's when I'm like, Garland.
I love the Sheraton. I've stayed there a couple times too. You walk in and it's got that old Hollywood glamour feel. I am a nerd when it comes to old Hollywood. So I love all that. And I really do like that hotel. I just feel like the Garland, there's just so much more for me to experience.
And if you are a Hollywood person, the Hilton does house people from reality TV shows all the time when they're doing like reunions. I've been there a couple of times where it was like, oh, this cast of Southern Charm's here and everything. And,
oh,
and it was
cute.
Just so funny because like there's a lot to do close to Universal and a lot of, you know, sets that they do. So they do tend to put some semi-famous people in those hotels. So if you're looking to maybe spot a famous person at the bar or at a restaurant, the Hilton and Sheraton might be your go-to. But again, semi-famous. You're not going to find like Brad Pitt hanging out there.
Well, you know, at the Garland, I was at the pool and a Hallmark celebrity was there with her family at the pool.
That's no small celebrity. Hallmark movies. Love that. It's just so strange out here wherever you are too. It's funny. People who are in the industry just kind of walk amongst everyone and everybody gives them their space, but like you'll kind of look at that person and be like, wait, did we like go to college together? And then you're like, oh wait, no, they're famous. They're just kind of roaming around all over the place. That's actually what I love about Universal Hollywood and like the WB tour. They're live working sets, so if you're really into that kind of stuff, it's really fun to see. Sometimes they are closed sets, but you're driving by and it's like, oh, they're filming. Everybody be quiet. You get to kind of see the true Hollywood magic of it all, which that's what I think makes Universal Hollywood so special. Dina, I think we are clear. Number one is the Garland, but Sheraton and Universal number two and three equally in our books. Yep. But we are happy to book other hotels and give our expertise on the other local hotels to kind of guide people in the right direction for what's perfect for their vacations.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for coming on and discussing your favorite hotels with me. And I'd also like to thank you as well for listening to this episode. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Be one of the first to know when a new episode has been released. If you'd like to get in touch with one of the agents featured on today's show or any other agent for marvelous mouse travels upon your next Universal Studios Hollywood vacation, please visit our website, www.marvelousmousetravels.com. Provide a link in our show notes. We hope you have a marvelous week and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone. Come to Hollywood.